This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's election day for millions of Americans. Ohio is considering a statewide abortion rights question this year. Advocates on both sides of the issue are watching the outcome for signs of how voters feel about this going into 2024, when abortion rights supporters are planning to put measures on the ballot in several other states. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu says he'd be open to what he called little pauses in the fighting with Hamas, if it would help release some of the more than 240 captives seized by Hamas. And there's more. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will have overall security responsibility in Gaza for an indefinite period after its war with Hamas. The statement's the clearest indication yet that Israel plans to maintain control over the coastal enclave that's home to some 2.3 million Palestinians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Things got tense as former President Trump testified in court in New York yesterday in a lawsuit accusing him of dramatically inflating his net worth. But how did he answer the allegations against him? The AP's Mike Sisak is in New York.
He said that, if anything, the financial statements that are being challenged by the state in this case lowballed how much he was worth and how much his buildings and other properties are worth. He was asked if he would change anything about the financial practices at his Trump organization. And he said that he may get some recommendations from an outside accountant and from lawyers, but that he wasn't aware of anything changing. And that, as far as he's concerned, these financial statements complied with loan regulations and complied with all of the other things that he had to do as a businessman, making deals and getting financing.
The AP's Mike Sisak. The Philadelphia Orchestra is in Beijing this morning, the latest sign of improving ties between the U.S. and China. This is AP News. Now to James Corden. Remember? The Late Late Show. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Former Late Late Show host James Corden will continue hosting a talk show, but in a different format. James Corden has created a new weekly talk show for SiriusXM called This Life of Mine with James Corden. It will feature celebrity interviews and is set to launch early next year. Corden says in a statement the show is a new chapter for him and a dream to engage in deep conversations with people whose work he admires. Corden had hosted The Late Late Show on CBS for 8 years. I'm Archie Zarletta.
WeWork has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The office-sharing company, once seen as a Wall Street darling that promised to upend the way we all went to work around the world, WeWork has struggled in a commercial real estate market that's been rocked by rising costs of borrowing money, as well as a shifting dynamic for millions of office workers. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.